Hello, hello, lovely listeners. I'm so excited to have some of the team of Bundalee with us today for this very special podcast episode. Welcome, Eve. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you so
Hi.
much for having us.
You're so welcome. So if you're listening, you might be like, what is Bundalee? So I'm just gonna tell you from my point of view, and then you guys can jump in and correct me. But you guys know I have a little dude hanging around, and I heard about this company that you could rent sustainable, really high-end, really nice clothes, and you basically pay for a month what you would pay for like one of these jumpers. And so I started it when he was about like 7, 8 months old, I think. We're fully locked in now, and because I was using this service, and by the way, like, I mean, we definitely want to, you'll hear more about them, especially at the end as well, because we're going to give you guys the option to sign up as well. But I was already using them when I decided I wanted to work with businesses in June. And so I literally just emailed and was like, hey, this is what we're doing. Would love to work with you guys. And at the time, Eve, I think you were already doing something. What was your experience of like even receiving that? Because I think it's fun for people to hear. Like the willingness to like fail even from my side and experience rejection. So I'd love to share.
Yeah, I look back now and think I was such a fool because when Vicky first emailed me, I remember being like, I don't have the time to do time hacking because I was already working with like a mentor and a coach, and I was like, I'm overwhelmed with Zoom calls, I don't have the time. And then actually, I think it was a few months later, I think I went back and like reread your email and then got back in touch with you and was like, actually, like, is there any chance I could do this now? And it's been great because we've been able to get the whole team learning like the time hacking principles. And it's been really cool as well to not just do it myself, but also see the team do it, and we're all learning from each other that way. But yeah, it's so funny that I could have nearly missed the opportunity, which actually has given me so much more time.
I mean, that's like the number one obstacle that stops people. We hear it all the time, right? People want more time, but like if you already like time scarce and don't have enough, then you don't know that you can create more yet, because like if we knew how to, we'd already be doing it. And so, and what we're doing, I think, at this company is, with our work around the brain versus like the calendar, is so different that it does take a minute to be like, oh, there are different solutions that can work. Thanks for sharing that. Heather, what did you think when Eve first brought it to you?
To be honest, I actually didn't. I think when Eve first pitched it to us as a team, I think I was like, this sounds really interesting. I've never heard of anything like it before. So when Eve first said it to us, I was like, this is the first time I've ever heard of anything like it. So I'm open-minded because I'd love to know how to get more time in my day. And then to be honest, I think I had a pre like in my head, just assumed it would be some sort of like diary management and stuff. But then after our initial call with you, I think that's when we were all sat there as a team and we were just discussing like quite openly like things. And it wasn't even related to work at that point. We were just kind of saying anything that felt from like our general lives. And that's when it was like, whoa, this is something so much deeper than diary management. And then I think from there on, when I had switched, when I knew that I had to be open-minded with this, I was like, I think, I mean, it was such an amazing opportunity. I'm just so glad Eve went back and found your email.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. So just for everyone listening to know, what we did with the team was a combination of like workshops, one-on-one coaching, and a few group coaching sessions. And one of the things that I saw with you guys was like a real cohesion. Like you obviously have great team facilitation, great team conversations. And I think I actually re recommended it to one of our other clients, what you guys did on that first session. Didn't you like hang out afterwards or go out for lunch afterwards? Will you share a little bit about how it's like impacted you as a team?
Yeah, so we mainly work remotely now. So we actually only really see each other in person about once a month. And what we'd started doing was going for our lunch on that day. And then the topic would always come round to like what we're learning, what we're implementing from time hacking. We also, just to keep in touch with each other, have a Slack channel where we all share at the beginning like what will make this week a successful week for us. And then at the end we reflect on it and we can all kind of comment on each other's, or like there's just a lot of emojis getting flown around on that channel, I feel like.
I always do the like strong emoji to people. But yeah, it's definitely been like really good in terms of just our communication and us also being vulnerable with each other and like sharing things. And also I think we've all just realized like we're all just human, like, and we're all
Yeah,
just trying to navigate
definitely.
this world as best as we can. And I think we're having compassion for each other, but also by having compassion for each other, we're also having more compassion for ourselves. It's like when you realize you're having a shared experience, you realize like, okay, I'm not a crazy person or like a hyper stressed person or whatever. It's like, no, this is just a normal reaction. And yeah, we're learning to communicate that more to each other, and that's been really, really lovely.
I think I
Definitely.
would say off the bat that as well. Like it also has given us an opportunity to actually celebrate small wins. Like as a female started and like led business, and all of us are female, I think sometimes we just assume that we are superheroes, but like sometimes it's like celebrating small wins that actually makes like buys you so much more time.
Definitely. And that in itself like builds momentum as well, because you can easily get on like a negative path of like my to-do list is so crazy, da, 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 da. I'm not finishing everything to the best of my personal abilities, da, da, da. But actually, like when you look like especially at the end of the week, when we look through what we actually have achieved, it feels really good and it builds a momentum for the following week. And then also you kind of start realizing like, oh wow, I can actually get a lot done in a week. And then you set yourself slightly more challenging challenges for the next week as well, because you've got that positive momentum that's built.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's it. Like we're always chasing things. There's always more to do. There's always more to achieve. And we accidentally put ourselves in this like small place where we're like small compared to what we want. And what it sounds like you guys have used the tools to do is to make yourself big in terms of what you are creating. And that creates, yes, ability to get more done faster, but I also think ability to make bolder choices and back yourself more and be cohesive and actually considerate of yourself, your needs, and others, so it
I've
sounds
noticed that massively. Like, I've noticed that
good.
I'm moving fast with decisions. I've got more confidence in my own decisions. And I kind of come in and I'm like, okay, we should just do this. And then it's like, let's get it done as fast as we can. Like, we did our first pre-love pop-up. And I remember that was like in January. It was one of our first team meetings. I was like, guys, we should just do this. I had all that like positive energy about it. And we got it turned around and held the event like the next month, which was like super, super quick to put on and market and do the logistics of an event. And it was really, really popular. So I'm definitely noticing that's changed how I act, but also, as you were saying, like how you also treat yourself in that. And like, I definitely think a bit more about my energy levels now in terms of the targets I set myself. And I try to be, yeah, just more compassionate to myself. Like, for example, last week we had the baby show, which is a big show at XL, and it was on the weekend. One of our team members who does customer service normally was off, so I was covering for her all week. And normally I'd still have all my personal work targets for myself, as well as like covering someone else's job as well as doing a show all weekend. But this time I think my targets were have a customer service, like, and engage with our customers, do the baby show, and then I think it was like try to have moments of serenity in the midst of that. But then funnily, by not giving myself too crazy a target and looking after myself, I actually ended up getting like a lot of other things done that I would have never thought I'd be able to do, but I did because I wasn't putting that too much pressure on myself.
It's such a big point. So many people are afraid of even that tool that you're speaking about because it's like you're not putting every single thing down. And it's like, oh, if I don't write it down on the to-do list, then I won't do it. And the opposite is often true. You're actually able to do more when you're not overwhelmed by the 50 things that you said you've got to do that week. So that's such a good share for everyone listening.
I think as well, it's really helped us as a team as well, like being able to see, like seeing what Eve's taking on that week. Like maybe that's not something she would ordinarily say to me on a Monday morning. So like being able to see that's what's part of her successful week helped like me, because obviously our other team member was off, but helps me understand that Eve's got a lot going on. So like if there's decisions that I know that I can make without involving her, then I can kind of like focus on those and also manage my own workload without stressing her out too much. So I really do think it actually helps us massively as a team just to understand what each other are going through and what each other's workload looks like. and day to day, because sometimes we it's something that I guess you don't always just start off by saying, this is what I'm doing today.
Right. And I think like for a business like yours, it's got so many different things and is growing and is, you know, you've got clients, you've got investors, you've got team, you've got different, you've got online client events, all of this different stuff that you're navigating. And a lot of people are like, well, I need to prioritize all those things every week. And it's like, that's how you round versus, yeah. So knowing what the founder, what Eve's prioritizing. I love how you said that.
And like with that of like having all these different things going on, I feel like before I used to have all those different things running at the same time in my brain. And it was just a lot to think about. Whereas now, because I'm taking action a lot quicker, I'm not overthinking the thing. Because sometimes I've had things in the back of my head for like weeks, like kind of like mulling them over. And now I'm just like, no, what's my decision? Okay, that's what I want to do. Let me just do it. And then I'm able to get that out of my brain and move it. And then I can move on to the next thing. So I feel like I'm really tackling like maybe one or two or three things at a time rather than like in advance. Before it was probably like sometimes like 40 different things that I was having to think about. So that's been really nice for my brain. Like literally before my brain used to feel like it would have had like a proper like HIIT workout, it would get so tired and I could feel it like pulsing. And now it's a lot calmer.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I think a lot of the norm and the narrative out there is like spending time thinking about things is like more valuable. I actually am doing this event for this community of different companies, and they were like, and we were going back and forth, and they emailed and they were like, you know, give some thought to like what you want the topics to be or what you want the layout to be. And I emailed them back 5 minutes later with like, these are the points. I was like, this is not what they're expecting, right? They're going to be like, oh, has she given it enough thought? But it's like, me thinking about that for 3 weeks is not actually going to make it better.
Exactly. And actually, normally your initial reaction to something is probably what you're going to do anyway. And then you go and find the data to back it up. But realistically, your gut
Psychology.
reaction, yeah, your gut reaction is informed by everything you've learned over the last few years, all the data you previously looked at, all the like vibes you've had in the past. That comes up in your gut reactions. You don't need to do like a deep dive again or a deep thinking process again when it's already within you.
Yes, absolutely. And also, do we even get round to a deep thinking, or are we just carrying it in our breath, in our bread, in our head? It's almost lunchtime. What can I say? Carrying it in our head with other things, and it's like just being scattered around. And then at a certain point, we'll sit down and we'll spend the same 10, 20 minutes on it that we could have spent straight away. Another big thing that I thought was really fun that I got to witness in terms of the team was even like communication around different expectations that we have around inboxes. And I think we don't speak about this enough. Like, we all come with different norms and different rules, and then we operate as a team with these differences. So I thought that was quite interesting to see as well.
Yeah,
Definitely.
definitely. I think I kind of I think I brought it up in the first group meeting, and we all ended up saying the same thing. But was that like, if someone slacks me, I feel like I need to get back to them straight away. But I could be working on something that's like a deep task, and I'm in the zone, and then I'm distracting myself by getting back to them. But I want them to be able to progress with their work. And I think everyone on the team said a similar thing. So us even just saying that out loud was really helpful. And now I've just reduced the guilt I feel for not getting back to people because I know like they know my priorities that week. I know my priorities. And if I'm working on my priorities, that's what's going to help move the business forward and grow and be like a long-term business. So yeah, I've definitely reduced the guilt and also just been more upfront about, hey guys, I think I posted it this morning. Like I'm not really going to be online this morning because I'm doing this other thing and just saying it and not feeling, you know how you have mum guilt? I feel like it's like founder guilt.
I was gonna say, actually, I think I really respect like everybody's do not disturb now, and I think I maybe need to use it more. Like, you and our other team member are very good at using it, and I think maybe like sometimes when I'm in the zone, I just like, I was 5 minutes late for a meeting the other day with E because I'd started downloading a new version of Zoom, but I was just so in the zone of doing something that I was like, I was just completely like, so yeah, I completely get it. I think I understand, like, I having spoke now, I heard Eve's day to day, and also knowing what she's working on, like her snoozing on Slack, I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like it's actually a tool for us, and so often I think,
Yeah.
like the guilt and the and I can't use this, instead of like you allow your team members to make more informed decisions when you make that clear communication. So it's great to hear you using that.
And I've definitely noticed that with like everyone it feels like on the team feels more empowered. I know Heather does it and our other team member, I can see everyone is actually making decisions, and ultimately like they're the ones who know the most about their area of the business. So I love whenever someone else makes a decision, because I'm like, it's on you, like go for it, like you know what's best.
Yeah, I think that speaks also a lot to you as a manager, because I do think that's one of the things. It's like making decisions is so tiring on our brain that when we get to, I mean, I do the same with my team. Like I want them to make decisions, because that's actually the best thing for my brain and also for our goals. Because like you said, everyone's an expert in their area, and that's the advantage of having a team.
Definitely.
So, is there anything else you want to share about the group before I thought we'd speak about the individual impact?
I would just say that, like, I think definitely the group, in addition to the individual sessions, are just super helpful. Just like actually understanding the dynamic as a team, I think we really learn a lot about each other, and it means that I think all of us would agree that those we found those even not talking in a work capacity and using different analogies and whatnot, like we found that very helpful to understand how each other's like mind works, and really that's the key part of like being successful together.
Yes, love that. Thank you. Amazing. So, how did you find the one-to-one coaching? How was it like personally impacted you, the whole experience? Anything you want to share?
I mean, I think it's impacted most, like quite a lot part. I've got a lot going on, so I'm doing like various other things outside of work and stuff, but I've been able to like really, I think I really applied what I learned in time hacking to work, and I feel like it's working. So I've started applying that to other parts of my life, and I really just feel like more in control. I know I mentioned this to you before, Vicky. But like my coach really made me understand, or really helped me to understand why I go through the feelings that I go through, and that's what creates the feelings of like having no time and things like that. And they really made me just like helped me to regain control of that feeling and understand that that feeling isn't a bad feeling. I think that's a bad feeling, but it's actually not, because I'm not embracing it in the right way. So I think I took so much away from it, and like being able to, I actually shared, I think definitely on our, we have weekly team meetings on a Monday, and I think I've shared like areas of what I went through with my coach there, and especially on our successful week as well. And I continue to use those tools now. So yeah, it's just really changed my day to day. I think one I will just say, and I think I said this to you, Eve, didn't I? I make a to-do list where I go hard, easy, hard, easy. Not easy. So every other one is a win.
Yeah.
So my day never dips.
I love that, because it's like someone said to me, like, will you give us some tactics, right? So they want me to almost go in and say, do the hard, easy. But it's like everyone's brain responds
Yeah.
differently to different tactics. And that's the whole advantage, is like questioning what's going to work for me and then implementing it. So I
Yeah.
love that. Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, I loved the one-to-one coaching. It was really funny, because in the first session, I just had no idea what to expect, and I hadn't prepared anything to say. And then my coach was like, "What do you want to talk about?" And then it just came up. I was like, "Oh, this." She was like, "Okay, let's spend 20 minutes talking about that." And actually, having it be just a 20-minute chunk was great, because it kind of gave you enough time to get into a topic and to learn some tools around it, or even just like understand your thought process around it. But also it wasn't too like distracting from the day. So it felt like a really nice bite-sized like learning that I could then like be implementing across the rest of that week. And then you build on that kind of every week. But I just feel like we did 10 sessions, and I feel like it has actually transformed me. Like, I feel like the most in my leadership energy that I've like ever felt. And I think that's just because I'm kind of coming from a place of desire more than a place of fear. I think with like running a startup and just the world, like there's just so many things to be like fearful or scared of or apprehensive about. But also there's so many things to be excited and hopeful about. And I feel like I'm definitely in my kind of like excited, hopeful energy and coming just from a place of like desire when I make decisions rather than like, oh, we should probably do that. It's like, no. I really want us to do this. It sounds exciting. Let's go for it. It's going to be fun. And I feel like, yeah, I'm making decisions faster. And also, I feel like I'm doing less people pleasing. And I kind of didn't realize like how much of a people pleaser I've been my whole life. I think it definitely, yeah, going to a Catholic primary school doesn't help the situation with that. But I feel like I'm just being more assertive and saying what I want and realizing that saying what I want isn't like conflict or anything. It's just purely saying like this is what I want. And I found when I lead with that energy of actually clearly communicating what I want, I tend to get it. So that's quite nice. And so many things have happened where, yeah, I just like, I mean, for example, we're running another pop-up and I managed to get the venue for a third of the price that they originally quoted. And it was just because I said, this is what we can do. This is what I want to do here. It's going to be such a fun event. It's going to bring so many people in, but this is what we can afford. What can you do? And actually, like when you get someone else excited about what you're excited about, they kind of want to do it as well. So yeah, I thought my coach as well was, she was so, I feel like she like shared in like my joy about stuff, which was really lovely as well. Especially like our final session came after I'd had like a quite a challenging week in the business. I can't go into the details, but I had to have like quite a challenging discussion, let's say, and like kind of let something that had been taking a lot of my energy go. And actually my session was about like an hour after I'd done that, and it just felt like a perfect culmination of like Eve 10 weeks ago probably wouldn't have done that and would have probably carried on with this time sucker, but actually Eve now feels empowered enough to actually like make a change.
Oh yes, I just got tingles. It's like you feel hard enough to make a change, and also we value our time and we value ourselves. And like one of the big things that people say to me is like, I'll show up for meetings with other people, but like I don't show up for like the things that I want to do for myself. And that's accidentally because we're not valuing ourselves and valuing our time. And what you just shared shows that like quick, clear transition away from people pleasing to like self pleasing, which is actually like the best thing that you can do for your goals, your team, your relationships, everything. So thank you for sharing that. Yes. Okay, we're going to wrap up, but is there anything you guys want to share about the program or say to anyone that's thinking about bringing this into their organization or their team or their community? And then we'll spend a few minutes at the end speaking about what you guys do.
I would just say that I've really felt the benefit as a team, but also on an individual personal level as well. It's something that really can help you in your work, in your business, but also it's stuff you learn that you can take away into your personal life as well. So I just think it's a full 360. It's like you learn things that you can apply to every area. And really you learn, like for me, I learned so much about myself. And my brain and the processes that I put myself through or let myself go through, and how I can change my mindset around those. And that was just, yeah, the most valuable thing I could have done. So, yeah, thank you so much, Vicky.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for sharing.
And it's amazing that like as like a business, like we can offer that kind of thing to our team. So it's not just for like the founder, it's for the whole team. And I like really encourage like businesses to think of it to get it for everyone, because I think like the best thing you can do for yourself and the best thing you can gift other people is like personal growth and understanding ourselves, as Heather just said. Like that's just gonna help people throughout the rest of their lives, but also it will help pretty much immediately have a positive impact in your business as well. So I so encourage people to do that. And yeah, it's not a big time commitment, so don't be put off by that. And you will pretty much instantly, I feel like, save time by having this in people's calendars. So yeah, it was so good. And also just one thing that Vicky, I think you said this in our last call, you said like decide do, decide do. And like I just had that playing in my head because it really is that simple. It's like just decide, then do, okay, and then on to the next thing and decide and do.
Yeah, I love that. Yes. I always feel like we're so afraid of making decisions because we're not sure how it's going to pan out. But if we wait 2 weeks, we're still not going to be sure how it's going to pan out. The only way to be sure how it's going to pan out is to decide and do. So I love that you shared that. Thank you. Amazing. So listen up. If you have little kids, what age is it up to? Because I know.
All the way from 0 to 3 years.
Oh no, we're almost running out of time.
Well, we'll hopefully grow with your little one as well. That's our plan. Me and Heather are
Okay.
working on
Okay.
it. I'm working
Good. You've got a year. So if you have a little one, or I always speak to my we go to this class every week, I always speak to everyone there about it. Everyone's like, his clothes are so cute. I'm like, yeah, or you have friends, or you have community, or you have nieces and nephews, or whatever it is. I personally love what you guys are doing because, like I said, the quality is there, the sustainability is there. And I also, much like I don't have like having long to-do lists, I don't like having loads of stuff around the house. So it's so convenient. My favorite is before we go on vacation, I can just send back the package and get like summer stuff for like the week. And then knowing that it's going to be a different size by the time we go again, I'm not just buying stuff for like one-time use. So do you guys want to give like a little pitch? And then just so everyone
Yeah,
knows, there'll be a
sure.
link in the show notes to sign up and find out more.
Yes. And we'll also give you guys a special discount code. Yeah, I feel like Vicky, you summed it up perfectly, but what we are is we're called Bundly, and we're the UK's first rental service for baby and toddler clothes. So it's just such a great way to get clothes when they're outgrowing them so quickly. So with Bundly, you just rent a set of clothes and you get to pick all your favorite pieces. We have amazing brands like Brocori, Mini Rossini, Stella McCartney, Patagonia, Arquette, Clark Shoes, Vivo Barefoot. So such good brands, and you get to pick and choose your favorites. And then as they grow, you just swap them for the next size up. So it's so much more sustainable because we can take those return clothes, clean them, and then share them with the next renting family. But also, it just really helps with saving money. And as Vicky said, saving space in your home. Like, you can just easily send back outgrown clothes and not have to figure out what to do with them. So, yeah, definitely take a look at Bundly. There'll be a link with a discount code. But also, it's a great gift option as well. So, if you don't have your little one yourself, but you know someone who's about to or who does, it's such a nice gift because you're not cluttering up their home. They can just activate it whenever they actually need the
Yeah, and I love it. We just got a new package, and it's like it feels like Christmas that like you get,
clothes.
the sustainable bag. So they send a way to send it back as well, which I love. It's like I don't need to think about anything. It just shows up to my door, this package, and I get to open up his cupboards and put them away. And it's like, done. So I honestly love it. It's a total time hack. Like all the time, we don't have to spend thinking about. Like, oh, we need to get this, or we need that, or we need to get like all the time we don't spend in kids' shops or trying to like search around things. Like, it's so nice. It's such a nice experience. So, we'll
I
drop
love that.
and thank you both for your time. Thank you for saying yes to this person who just emailed and for coming here and sharing your experience. And so.
Thank you so much, Vicky, and thanks so much to
Thank
your team.
you.
Everyone we worked with was great. So, yeah, it was an amazing experience, and I just encourage F1 to give it a try.
Yay, amazing. All right, thanks everybody for listening. And if you want us to be connected to someone at your organization, just email team@timehackers.xyz and we can start a conversation with you. Have a lovely week. Bye.
You. Can I take
Hey, if you want to get 5 hours a week back minimum for life, then I want to invite you to join Time Hackers. It's this podcast on speed where you'll get access to time hacking tools not shared on the podcast. You'll get access to my proven process for hacking your time to get 5 hours back every week at least. It's also my favorite place to hang out. And will be yours too as you connect with other time hackers, where you'll get celebrated, supported, and coached, of course. You are a time hacker. This is where you belong. Head to vickylouise.com/group. I can't wait to see you there.